So we're talking about Yichus Chanukah, as much as we can get through Chanukah. When Siman Taf Rishayin Aleph, Seif Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says, "Return the Gemara Mitzvah L'Anicho B'Tefach Hasamuch LaPetach Mismol." The mitzvah is to put it if you're putting in the opening of the house. So you put it within the tefach, which is close to the door, so it's recognizable that it belongs to this door. The people who live in this house. On the left side. Why? It's very easy. We'll talk about when you walk in. When you walk in, the mezuzah should be on your right, and the chanukiah, the menorah, should be on your left side.
And you would assist you as it goes between.
What's that?
And the person who ever brings it to you, when he's going in between, you have three mitzvot.
Yes, he's all together, he's all surrounded. Imen mezuzah b'petach, and if it's, let's say, the beginning, entrance to a yard where there's no tzuras ha-petach and there's no mezuzah, so then he puts it on the right side when you come in, not on the left side, on the right side. Okay. Imen yicho b'delet atzmo. If you put it within the doorway, let's say that some people have a doorway. A way. It's not just a frame, a door, and then you're out of way in the house. Some people have a doorway, an entrance. Right? Yanichenu mechitzio shel knisa letzad smol. Ma pshat? At the entrance to the house, and lo mevit pshat, ma ze mitzad smol? So the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, you should put it, also then you put it on the left side. Okay, even if you have a doorway and you're putting it towards out, and it's not mamash mur the mezuzah, not exactly the mezuzah on this side, and the chanukiah is here, and the mezuzah is here, still put it on the left side. Why? Still considered, if it's a doorway, even though it's long, so you consider it that it's mul, that it's opposite. Oh, here it is.
What?
That's the book we're reading, the story of Levi Yitzchak, in English. Who wrote it? Who translated this? Per Torbach. Very nice. Here you have it in English also. Yeah. Basically, it's very simple. To the extent, if you have a doorway, this is that you enter here, and there's a little small, very small hallway, like a doorway. Doorway, okay? Not big, not a hallway. Small, okay? And over there is the door. Inside is the door. The mezuzah is inside. Yeah, on the right side. So you should put the chanukiah on the left, even though it's towards the end. Here you put the chanukiah, even though the mezuzah is inside on the right. So you don't say, oh, there's no mezuzah here. There's just a doorway. So we usually buy old houses. There's a thick doorway, and the mezuzah could be a little bit further in, and the still, the chanukiah should be more towards the end of the doorway.
Even on that, you wouldn't have a mezuzah also on that first part?
It's very, if it's just a doorway, the whole thing is a doorway? No. If you have a long one, so then you would need to have a mezuzah. That's Hilchos mezuzah already. Okay. It says in the Ramah, "Umiyu bazman hazeh shekulanu madlikim bifnim." In our times, Nerama, 350 years ago, 400 years ago. No, what am I talking about? Nerama is 500 years ago. 500 years ago, where everyone lit in his days, in his place, inside. And no one on the outside anyway saw this. So then, but still also, they used to light in the inside by the door. Chabad do that till today. They light by the door, but from the inside. Okay? מכל מקום, המנהג להדליק בתפח הסמוך לפתח כמו במיניהם, ולשנות אליהם כרבים דהבית, יש לי להדליק כל אחד במקום מיוחד. בבית הכנסת, in shul, where did they light the menorah in the shul? זה הלכה, you have to light the menorah in shul also. Where do you light it there? מניחו בכותל דרום. או בדרום, נורא מסתם זרח מרב. כן. Where is כותל דרום?
South.
כן, the south wall. כן? Can. Now you don't go by where the Aron Kodesh is. You go by south, north, east, west, south. Can? So in this yeshiva, for example, where will be the south? The Aron Kodesh is standing by the south. That's east, that's south. So they put the menorah on the left of the Aron Kodesh. Which is the south of the south wall.
Can, so if the Aron Kodesh is facing north,
So we'll see soon what happens if you put on the other side of the shul. We'll see in a second.
No, it doesn't have to be seen from the outside.
No, in the Bet Knesset? No, the Pirsum HaNes is that everyone inside is seeing it. If you're in the house, you have to tell everyone outside. If you're in the shul already, everyone's here.
So any public building should be like that.
On the inside,
where most people will be inside the building.
By a shul, you put it on the south. Okay. Also, let's say the light in the mall. Chabad light in the middle of a square also. Okay. So as long as people see it.
So does the person who lights the menorah in the shul, does he have an obligation to light it again at home?
Of course. Yes. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, you let a bachur, which is bar mitzvah, you let him light. Why? Because according to Sfaradim, he won't light at home anyways. His father lights at home. So then, no problem that he lights in shul and his father lights at home. But even if he lit in the shul, he's able to light at home. He's not yet to the light of the shul. Like we said already, that the obligation is not on the person, the obligation is on the house. The house has to light. Okay? And the house has to show that it's this house has to publicize the nest. The miracle.
So we're not like an endear and like someone you have to light or it's like you're lying to someone else.
You could light or you could rely on someone else. You don't rely, you join him with the oil. You give him a penny, you have to lift up the oil. Some say you have to lift up the bottles enough. Some say no, only after he puts in the cups. But if you're lighting with him the whole Hanukkah, you let him light. So then you can pick up the oil, buy the oil together, give him 5 shekels, buy the oil together, you lift up the oil, and then he has to have you in mind. But it's good for you to be there. And you can also light. It's better for you to light. Yeah. You live in the deer here with the guys? What do you know? According to Allah, where do you have to light? Over there? Where would you have to light in the deer? At the window? Maybe down by the chatzel, in the entrance to the chatzel.
Oh, yeah, because there's stairs in
there. All the way down and down on the stairs, maybe outside. And if there's a place for mezuzah over there?
Downstairs?
Yeah? So we're close for the mezuzah. So outside.
Really, that's where it's required. It's
you take a chair, you put it down.
And you could just like, put it like on the windowsill.
You could. If people could see it from the outside, you could.
What about on the balcony? Is that too high?
No, it's just also the balcony is okay. Has a balcony over there?
Yeah.
It's the balcony. People can see it, right? People can see it, yeah. I don't know what else.
Well, can I lay here though if I wanted?
No. It's where you sleep.
Even though, because I'm usually like here most of the day, so I wouldn't be back till like.
It's where you sleep. No, you will go and you will light on time. And then
right,
you come back.
You know, eat or anything
before, you go and you go. You done. Everyone goes. Everyone goes home. You light.
Yeah.
Then you can do whatever you want. Yeah. We'll talk about the time. The time is very important. The light on time.
No, but I'm usually here till after I eat.
Until
I eat 5:00.
No, so on Hanukkah you won't. You'll go home and light.
It's like my main problem with us.
That's how it is. We go home. I'll be giving class if you guys are here. You guys are here from 1:30 to 2:30. I'll be here. No one's here. I'll do other things. But the earliest shita that you would light, the 20 to 5. So planet that you could be, it goes a light of 5, even a light later, 5:15, let's say, after Marv. So yeah, so a person's not yetzer with the candles of the shul, he needs light at home. Okay. And when do we light in shul? Between Milcha and Maariv, before Maariv we light in shul. Yo. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Long halach over here. Where is he sending me to? Avanti. Yeah. If a few people, Samzan Elbach says, if people light in the entrance to the house, and they can't all do it in the entrance to the, in the first tefach close to the door, it's impossible. Unless they, like I saw in some place, they hang things and do all kinds of crazy things. So you don't have to. As long as one is in the entrance, then they can make a whole row further on, going on to the wall. Very nice. Okay. It's also good if a few people are lighting in the same place, you could also join together in the same oil and light. The question is, we'll see soon in the place where you light. If you live in a building, mishutaf, with other neighbors, which do you light? It's a big machlokes achronim. Do you light on the bottom, on the entrance to the building? Or do you light the entrance to the house, on the windowsill? What do you light? What's the problem? If you light down on the bottom, who knows that belongs to you? There's 10 families in the building, 15 families in the building. Who says it's yours? How could someone recognize that it's yours, b'chla? Okay? Some people do both. They make the bracha the one on the bottom, they light the one on top, or they light one on top also. Kominei shitot, we'll see soon. Says in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Lemaisa, even if someone did a mistake and he did light on the same side as the mezuzah, okay, he's still yotze lighting candles. It's not that he has to light again. Now, if you light, if let's say there's a mezuzah on one side, yeah, and now if you light on the left side, for some reason it'll be blocked, and no one will be able to see it. So then obviously light on the right side with the mezuzah. Why? Because the ikar is pirsuma nisa. Bottom line is pirsuma nisa, to publicize the nis. So fine, we have all these rules and here and there, but all if it fits into Pirsum HaNes. But if you have a window, a big window that shows Tushu Sarabim, and your doorway is in the back somewhere where no one is able to see, no one goes down there, b'chlal, so obviously, fine, door, very nice, go to the window. Why? Because that's where you'll be, a big Pirsum HaNes. Again, the Ikir is the Pirsum HaNes. Yeah, Femod. Allah.
If you have two homes?
What?
What if you have two homes?
Where do you sleep? That's where you light.
Where that light is, you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
So if I was going to have a home in L.A., so I had Jerusalem one night in Jerusalem, then I'm going to be in L.A. the next night, light in L.A.
Of course, yeah.
Leave to Jerusalem.
Right, but with a 20-hour flight, actually 24, given
you might lose
TSA security.
You might lose a lighting. You have to ask your wife to light and have you in mind. If you're going to lose a lighting, you're in the airplane or something, don't light in the airplane. Don't light in the airplane, but...
I can claim it from the Shishima, and I have to light in the airplane.
Yeah, TSA would take it away.
What if, like, you know, this is like years ago, and people still, like, you know, could have fire in an airplane?
You don't light in the airplane, anyways.
Oh,
you could light, yeah. But you're not yoitz like a Hanukkah candle. Oh, Hashem. Allah. Yeah. So fine, he had some nice things over here. We said in the shul that we light, right? We light in the shul. It's a shul that people daven in, right? If it's a shul that people don't daven in, Marv, let's say you only daven shachris over there, only mincha. Maybe you don't light there. Let's say here in the room over here, where if there's no Marv, you don't have to come here mincha and light a candle over here. Okay? What about work? Right? A lot of times at work, people know there's a room, a certain room, that everyone goes to a certain office, and everyone daven's there. Okay? Daven's there. Kavua. Okay? So Rav Eliyashiv says not to light b'chlal there. Only in a place where it's a shul. It's a bais medrash, it's a shul. Aval, okay? Stam, if you have a place, a lot of people are gathering together. Okay? For example, Yosef's wedding, whoever was there, remember Yosef's wedding? It was last year. So, they lit Hanukkah candles, of course, before Mar, but without a bracha. A bracha is only in a Bais Medrash, or in a Bit Knesset. Okay? You light where there's a gathering of people together in the evening, there's a Mesibat Chanukah, whatever, right? And it's not in a shul, it's in a hall, or whatever. So then you light without a bracha. You have to light. If there's a shtiblach and there's a few rooms, you light in each room.
Just once, though, right?
Once. It's lit, come on. What about the kotel? They light in the kotel. Did you say a bracha on that? There's no tap. Shul, the halacha has to have a cover, right? It has to have a michseh. And it's like a reshut arabim, everyone comes, goes, it's like a... But still, he says, since it has the kedusha of Beit HaKnesset, because people die, it's makom kavua for tefillah, right? Therefore, you can light there with a bracha. They have all these chashuvim come, people come in the light of it. Every night, someone else with the Rav of the Kotel, Rav Rabinovich.
But we don't line them out, do we?
No, not yet. Soon, Bezrat Hashem, Rav Hashem, the Kohen will light over there. Yafeh mod. If there's Ezras Nashim, where it's on Shabbos is Ezras Nashim, and during the week people daven there, it's a shtibo. You don't light there with a bracha. You light it in a shul. A shul with a Sefer Torah, that's where you light. A real shul. Not even here. Not even in the, where we daven mech. In the Bet Midrash, or in the Bet Knesset, where there's a Sefer Torah. Yafeh mod, I like all these addings. Very nice. Let's see what else he has written. Top. Vital. Okay. So fine. So we said in the shul we light, we said on Kotel Darom. Ala Shulchan Shomer Etz Kotel Darom. He put it on a table which is on the west, on the south wall. Why? Because like we said, the Beit Midrash, the menorah was on Kotel Darom. Yofi. Okay. There's a minag he brings here, that there's a minag that some say always in the south. But there's also a minag to light always on the right side of Aron Kodesh. Even some say there's a minag like that. Even if it's not the south. Halacha minagim. Ken. Musadran mizrach. Zehu gam kinam norad. Ani odam musadran mizrach. Ben mizrach lemarav. Meaning, Ken, don't put it from north. From don't put it like this. Let's say this is the south. Like we said, don't put the menorah standing this way. Don't light from here, rather from east to west, along with the wall. Okay? East, west. Understand? This is the menorah, and this is the south. Put the menorah like this, that you light from east to the west. Right? And not like this. Understand? Mahur Abba?
No.
With the Knesset?
That's the wall.
Okay, this is the wall. This is the south wall. Okay? The shul, you put the menorah like this.
Yeah.
Not like this.
Not
perpendicular. Okay, why? Because you want it to be from east to west, like it wasn't based on Middash. You light from east to west. That's what you light.
Oh.
Okay. Pashut meod.
Is there an opinion that says the other way also?
Okay.
Yeah.
Said.
Okay. And to itself, the north also.
Okay. So there is a minag. Minag, I said, based on that. And it's, yeah, and limchot be'adam, if it's set in a certain way. Because the ma'aseh, we said again, the main thing is pirsum anis. And you light in the shul. Some people have a menorah kavua in a certain, some shuls have a kavua over there. What? What's a pirsum anis? Hello? I don't have to be particular about this. This is not the most chashuv thing. An Avel who's lighting in the shul, let's say the Rav is an Avel, and the Rav is the one who lights in the shul. Again, if he's an Avel, he shouldn't say Shechianu. But at home, he's allowed to make Shechianu. Efemot. Instead of. Okay. Now, if someone is he lit in the shul, and he lives alone at home, so then Shechiyah, he can make the other brachas. Shechiyahu he shouldn't make. He could make Shechiyahu if he's mitzi his wife and children, or other people in the house. But if he lived in the shul and he comes home and he's alone, and he's lying just for himself, then he cannot say Shechiyahu again. On the first night. Yafeh mod. Says the machlag is a paiskim. Are you here? What's your name again?
Yossi.
Yossi. Yossi.
Yossi.
With the lamed at the end, like that. Yossale. Is the machlag is a paiskim if the light in each minyan. Let's say there's probably a lot of minyan in Marib. Machlag a paiskim. Some say the paiskim are these. Rabbi Yashiv says, no, you can light a light without a bracha. You can light in every minyan without a bracha. Some of us he say. Depends. If the lights are out, then you can light with a bracha.
Don't just like add more oil or something.
No, they're out. If they're out,
they're
then you can light with a bracha. They're not out, you can't light with a bracha. Now Chaim Kanievsky says, "Sheyesh la'adik b'chol minyan minyan bracha, either to light in each and every minute with a bracha, or to put enough oil." That it's able to light, to be lit until the last minyan. So if you're doing in basis slash tiblach, to put a lot of oil, because the last minyan is at 2 o'clock in the morning. So put a lot of oil there. Okay.
Or you can just, you know, wait till it goes out.
Yeah, let's do that. You can't put it out.
Yeah. Why not?
Huh?
If it lasts the minimum shear, you
can put it out. Only if you. Zalawawi, only if you. You're allowed to put it out here. Let's say you're leaving the house, you're afraid you're going to cause a fire. You again. But Stam Kacha, if it's lit, and especially in a shul, with people coming in and out, you don't put it out.
But it's fajita that you can light
without
a bracha anytime.
No. Light,
yeah,
so
you could.
Put
it out, you can
light without a bracha. Yeah, but there's a lot of way to put out a candle of bracha. Minag in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know what they do in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael there was a minag in Yerushalayim to light in the Beis Medrash also in the morning. All day to let the Chanukiah light. Light in the morning until it burns out. Without a bracha, of course. don't know what to do with the chutzal does it tonight. Yeah. The minute I get it, I do like that. FMR. בסדר, יופי. נו, והלכה, חצר שיש לו שני פתחים, שני רוחות. טוב, כזה למייס אצלנו. הלאה. זמן, תף רשיים ב', זמן הדקת נרות חנוכה, בו בצעיפים. When do you light חנוכה קנדלס? הם מדליקים נר חנוכה קודם שתשכח חמה, אלא עם סוף שקיעתה. זה היה סדר שם ברמב״ם. You don't light חנוכה קנדלס before sunset, rather the end of the sunset. לא מאחרים ולא מקדימים. You listen to this lesson. You don't go too late. You don't go too early. You light at a certain time. יש מי שאומר שאם הוא תרוד, הוא יכול להקדים פלג המנחה ולמעלה. Some say that he's very busy. He could light already from פלג המנחה, which is an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a quarter. Before שקיעה, שעות זמניות, which is about, in the winter, about an hour before שקיעה. מבד שייתן מה שמדעי תחלגים לשוק, as long as he puts enough oil till the time that it has to light, which is half an hour after it says akhavi. Remember my parents,
which is an hour and
45 minutes roughly. Yeah, so you put enough oil. So when Yosef got married with my sister, so my father lit, I remember he told me he lit plug and then he went to the hall. I told my father, I'm lighting back to the akhavi. Weddings never start on time, but he's the father, he has to be there on time. I don't care. So, Salam.
The Hanukkah was a very big holiday.
Very big what?
Hanukkah was a very big holiday for Rabbi Nachman.
Rabbi Nachman?
Yeah,
people used to come.
Better,
Hanukkah, a lot of Kutem Moran was written on Hanukkah.
Really?
Shabbos Hanukkah.
He says this is when you fix the eyes.
Look at the candles.
Yeah, right. Looking at the candles, lighting
the menorah
is the fixing of the eyes.
You like looking at the candles?
Yeah.
Which book did you get?
The Soul of Hanukkah. It's written by Rabbi Katz, but it's Shlomo Karlbach's writing. He writes about Rabbi Nachman.
Yeah. I know the book. Very nice. Shlomo Katz.
Yeah.
This is Zoyeva in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's staying in Yosef's wedding.
Right.
Are you were there?
I was
there.
I recommend this to anybody who wants to learn about
the light of Hanukkah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so Tzeta Kochavim, that's when we light. Ken? Tzeta Kochavim. Because then, there's a pirsum on this, people come and go. On Erev Shabbos, we light early. Right? Before we light. Okay? We light first, we light early. After plag, but early. A lot of Rishonim think that they understand the Gemara, which is earlier, which is when? Shkia, when Shkia begins. Not Tzeta Kochavi. Shkia begins. There's a place like this, a place like that. Okay. So what do you do first? First you down a marv, or first you light candles? So Shabur says that if you down a marv on time, you should first light and then go down a marv. But I know that in Breslev, I asked Alvaush, he told me that you could in our days, girls die in Maariv and then go light. Because it's the same pilsum on this. It's 5 o'clock in the evening, 5:15, 5:30, everyone's there. Go to Seda. What do I usually do? Girls die in Maariv later if you have a set minyan. Minyan kavua, you die in Maariv later also. What do I do? Ah, I know what I do. I usually dive my bashkia and I'm going to call my light. That's what I do. I have minimum in my house by shkia. 20 to 5 you dive and 5 light you go light. Yeah. So this time on. בסדר. ועל הלכה ב', אפילו שאני בין הלכה ב'.
Quick question. Where can you find good, cheap zucchiniot?
I don't know what's good zucchiniot. I don't know zucchiniot. Anything but zucchiniot.